A warning to our armed service members on this chilly Friday. I'm Kim Wells. The military is warning American service members to be on guard because ISIS is threatening their families. An Army intelligence bulletin was issued after the Islamist militants called on supporters to use social media to find addresses of military families, then show up at their homes and slaughter them. The bulletin recommends more than a dozen precautions servicemen and women can take to protect their homes and their online profiles. NBC News is now identifying the freelance cameraman who just tested positive for Ebola. The network says 33-year-old Ashoka Mukpa was working with NBC News chief medical editor and correspondent Dr. Nancy Snyderman and her news crew. Snyderman, Mukpo, and the others will be flown back here to the U.S. President Obama is visiting the state today. He'll be in Gibson County, which is in southern Indiana, and is expected to deliver a message on the economy. He's scheduled to visit Millennium Steel, a minority-owned company that supplies materials and parts to the huge Toyota assembly plant in Princeton. He'll have a chat with the workers there as well. Here in Indy, a woman has been seriously injured in an early morning blaze at a senior citizen's living facility on Indy's northwest side. Firefighters rushed to Crooked Creek Towers on Michigan Road around 1 a.m. to fight this fire. One man who helped the woman out suffered from slight smoke inhalation. There were no other injuries reported. So far, no word yet on how this fire started. We're learning what may be the delay in solving two recent high-profile crime cases here in Indy: the missing infant, Delano Wilson, and murdered teenager, Dominique Allen. Sum it up to a backlog at the crime lab. More than 1,700 criminal cases are stuck in pending status because of this backlog at the Indianapolis Marion County Forensic Services Agency. The agency looks at evidence that is often critical in case verdicts. Those two cases I just mentioned are among those on hold. Now, to fix this, officials say the crime lab will need to double its budget and number of employees within 14 years just to keep pace with the workload. The Indianapolis Colts are teaming up with Verizon Wireless to help the victims of domestic violence. The team has pledged $20,000 to Colburn Place. That's an organization that helps women and children who are victims of domestic violence. And mark your calendar, on October 19th, the Colts will collect cell phones before their game and will donate them to Verizon Wireless's Hope Line, which provides free phones and minutes to domestic violence victims. The events of the 31st annual Circle City Classic get underway today. This year, it's Central State versus Kentucky State University scheduled to appear. The Circle City Classic pep rally takes place on Monument Circle starting at 4:30 p.m., featuring both competing schools' bands. Now, on Classic Saturday tomorrow, the Circle City Classic parade gets underway at 10 a.m. The parade route starts at North and Pennsylvania Streets, ending at North and Meridian Streets downtown. Then there's the Circle City Classic Fan Fest and tailgate party on South Street beginning at noon. The Classic football game kicks off at 3 p.m. with the Battle of the Bands at halftime, which is around 4:30. Check out our web for where we'll be, and for other Classic events and other details, check out CircleCityClassic.com. Indiana Fever star Tamika Catchings is retiring in 2016. Now, she says she hopes to go out with a WNBA championship. Catchings was drafted by the Fever in 2001. This is just a fun sports weekend here in Indy. Fan Jam is around the corner for the Pacers faithful. The event gets underway at 4 p.m. on Sunday and is open to the public, and it's free. The first 4,000 fans get a free Pacers mini basketball. The team is also holding a scrimmage from 5 until 6. Thunderstorms are rolling through the area today with periods of heavy rain and scattered into this afternoon. Temps are dropping heading into this cooler, busy weekend. Today's high, 67. Saturday's high, 52. And each night, the temps will plummet into the 40s. So keep your sweater or your jacket with you. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.